Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. You're still listening to your weekly wellness radio. Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Thank you so much for joining us. Join us this and every week for Wellness Radio, right?
Yes.
We're joined by psychologist Bruce Alexander, and we're talking about addiction and from the standpoint of Bruce's research and his books and a lot of his, you know, basically a lifetime of work now. His latest book is The Globalization of Addiction, A Study in Poverty of the Spirit. Welcome back, Bruce.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Now, before we go back in the Wayback Machine to a place called Rat Park, what something inspired Rat Park? Tell us what was going on and what kind of, before we jumped into your experiment, what got you passionate enough and curious enough to kind of go that direction?
Well, I grew up in, I was a child in the 1940s. And so I grew up and I learned certain things about drugs, which are that heroin in particular, which was the devil drug of the day, you know, you take that stuff and it just, chung, it switches.
Just
it
once,
switch
and
in
it's
your
over.
Brain and,
right.
And yeah, it's done. You're an addict for the rest of your life. So I believed that stuff. And then I went to graduate school and I learned the same stuff, only in graduate school in psychology, we learned psychological terms for it and we learned to explain it in terms of conditioning theory and so on. But same idea. So there I am sitting in an office in Vancouver, British Columbia, and waiting for one of these zombies to come in whose brain has been taken over by heroin, and this guy comes in and he sits down and he starts to talk to me, and he's a heroin addict. Only he's nothing like what I expected to be. His brain was not taken over. He knew what he was doing, and he explained what he was doing and why he was there and what kind of trouble he was in and all the rest of it. And I was amazed to discover that simple story of drug transformation wasn't right. So then I would go up to my office, up to the university, and I'd teach my course, and I'd say to the students, well, you know, look, this is what the junkies have been telling me downtown where I work. And one day one student raised his hand, and he said, well, look, you know, they say that and that and that, but that's not, none of that matters. What's really happened is that they've taken the drug, and their brain has been transformed, and they're essentially drug zombies now, and that's it. That's the whole story. So, and I said, well, how do you know that? And he said, well, I know that because if you take a rat and you put it in what's called a Skinner box, which is a box with a little button on the wall, and you let the rat get a little shot of heroin every time he pushes the button, the rat will just push the button, push the button, push the button, and then eventually he'll just take so much heroin that he
forget
to eat and all that. Mm-hmm. That was the big scientific discovery of 1960s, let's say.
Hmm.
And that seemed to prove it. That seemed to be the end of the story. So I thought, well, maybe it isn't the end of the story.
Uh-huh.
Because you're hearing something different from the people from the streets of Vancouver.
Exactly.
I was hearing something different.
And I honestly didn't know which to believe. I mean, I thought, well, that scientific story sounds good to me. On the other hand, these young men and women who I was talking to, I mean, they were totally believable. They were just human beings. And what they were telling me is, well, you know, there's a lot to being a junkie. You know, you get to go out and have these adventures and, you know, run away from the cops and steal stuff or you could join these groups of prostitutes and there's a kind of a camaraderie in those groups of prostitutes or criminals. They were telling me about sort of the adventure of the junkie life, as if it was kind of a good thing in some way. So that's when I decided to do Rat Park.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.